The big issue to be on the ballot, of course, is going to be medical marijuana. Should we okay it or not? And joining us right now is Bob Riegel, who is an employment law practice leader at Fowler White Boggs Attorneys at Law, because there are going to be workplace issues over this, because a lot of places very clearly forbid the use of marijuana by their employees. And Bob, what are some of the workplace ramifications of this? What adaptations are going to have to be made by places of business?
Well, good morning, guys. In theory, we're going to be having the same kind of analysis with regard to prescription marijuana that we do with regard to any other prescription drugs, and that's under the Federal Americans with Disabilities Act. So there are a lot of different things to consider under that statute.
But we have to remember, Bob, this isn't going to be a prescription per se. It's going to be a recommendation by somebody who, I don't know that it has to be a doctor specifically, a physician. I think it can
yes,
be other people.
Yes, it does have to be a physician.
It does have to be a physician in Florida.
Yeah, the
okay.
caretakers can't recommend
But it's still not going to be a prescription. It's not going to be regulated
right,
by
be
the FDA.
It'll be a recommendation, they call it, yeah.
It's actually going to be a certification, a physician certification, and that's going to be a written document that says that the patient suffers from a debilitating medical condition. So somebody who's got one of these so-called permissions to use marijuana for medical purposes is going to have that written document from a physician. So the employer will be within its rights to still do drug testing, and if marijuana shows up, then the employer can inquire as to whether the employee has a physician certification.
Mm. And then if the employee does, can the business take any action against it, or are they protected under the People with Disabilities Act?
Yeah, the employee would be protected under that ADA that I just mentioned. Under the ADA, an employer can discharge for the illegal use of drugs. Now, the illegal use of drugs does include the unlawful use of prescription drugs. So, for example, if the employee says, I got a debilitating medical condition, but that certification was out of date or was not actually for that employee, then the employer would have a basis for discharging.
And what kind of restrictions can they put on you if you happen to have one of these recommendations? Because obviously there are employers out there right now that are, I guess, making rules about whether or not you can smoke.
Well,
anything.
Great question. I think there are two things. Number one, an employer can always be concerned about prescription drugs as they relate to public safety.
Mm-hmm.
So an employer can require employees to divulge whether or not they are taking some kind of prescription drug that would impact their ability to safely do a job, for example, a crane operator or a police officer. So,
a bus driver, people like that.
A truck driver, absolutely. Yeah. You have the ability to do that.
Okay, that's what you can say, whether or not you want to.
It'll be interesting to see how all of this plays out, because, again, there are going to have to be some adaptations made in some workplaces, I'm sure. But it's just from your professional opinion, what do you think of this law, the way it's written, the way it's going to be voted on? Do you think it has a lot of weaknesses to it, or do you think it's a pretty good one? Not whether you're for it or against it, but I mean as it's written.
It's got some areas that are vague in it, which was part of the reason that the case went up to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court ruled on the ballot wording, and when you go beyond the ballot wording to the actual amendment that we're going to be voting on, there are some things that people should pay attention to and read, and you can go get the actual amendment online and take a look at it. It's very interesting, but it is going to complicate things for employers, no doubt about it.
Well, we appreciate your joining us this morning on AM Tampa Bay this morning, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
Might be calling on you again when we start having.
Day.
Might be calling on you again when these things start popping up, the workplace problems.
Oh, are you a workplace problem, Jack?
Yeah.
Not me.
Oh, okay, not
this,
you.
This ain't going to be as easy as a lot of people think.
Oh, I know, because
be
the way it's written, there are a lot of loose ends there. Bob,
I wonder
Riegel
if your insurance company is going to start charging you more money, too, if they find out that you're a marijuana smoker.
Happen.
They're doing it with just regular smokers.
Sure.
And by the way, Bob's from Fowler White Boggs Attorneys at Law, one of the best-known firms in the country, fowlerwhite.com.